This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban claimed Saturday that their forces had seized several districts in the northern Panjshir Valley, the last remaining province in Afghanistan holding out against the Islamist group. Taliban officials said that overnight advances have brought several days of fighting to Annaba, an area close to the provincial capital, Bazarak. Emergency, an Italy-based charity, confirmed the Taliban had reached Annaba. The non-governmental organization, which runs a medical center in the area, said its facility had received a small number of wounded people. For its part, the opposition National Resistance Front said Saturday that it had pushed back enemy attacks, but acknowledged losing ground to the Taliban and said both sides suffered casualties. The Taliban on Saturday swiftly stopped a march by Afghan women demanding equal rights from their country's new rulers. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Taliban special forces tried to disrupt the demonstration, protesters chanting slogans including "You don't have legitimacy without women's rights," which was aimed at the Taliban government. The demonstration, which was the second of its kind in 2 days in Kabul, later ended after the fighters fired their weapons in the air. Protesters had time, however, to lay a wreath outside Afghanistan's defense ministry to honor former Afghan army personnel who died fighting the Taliban. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. installation commander at Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar said Saturday that they had been able to move most of the 57,000 Afghan evacuees who came to Qatar from Afghanistan. Brigadier General Gerald Donahue said in a news conference that about two-thirds of the Afghan evacuees were sent to processing points in Europe, while one-third